morning. Welcome again to the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, Walnut Creek Edition. I'm your host, Frank Array, with my co-host, Nicole Anderson. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How's it going, Frank?
You know, it's going great. How about with you?
It's going great. I have to agree with you. I'm just going to jump right into it. Okay, Frank?
Do it.
All right with you.
Let's hear it.
I feel like we're having a slow start getting out of the gates this year.
Okay.
2024.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really 2024?
It is. That is really weird. Yes. And hey, by the way, Q1 is done in 2024 too.
I know. So I think it's slow getting out of the gates, but I think we're still going to have a very strong year. I think it's going to end strong. And it kind of reminds me, and we don't really want to go back here, but of March of 2020.
Yeah.
Buddy was like, oh my gosh, are we ever going to sell another house again? And I remember like thinking, well, yeah, you can't shelter in place without shelter, right?
Yeah.
And then when they opened everything up in May, June, it went bananas, right?
Yeah.
It just went bananas. And we had one of the strongest years. Well, now they're going to, you know, the talk is that they're going to drop the interest rates in May, June.
Mm.
So is it going to be bananas again this May and June? I think so. I really do think so. So yeah. I think we're having a slower start getting people out and getting moving, but I think we'll still see a lot of, I think we're still going to see the prices definitely are going to go up.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. And it's interesting you draw the correlation between 2020 and here in 2024. Of course, 2020, we faced the pandemic, you know, but here we're facing another kind of a situation, which is we're going to see, like you said, the projection is rates to continue to improve. All that's going to do is bring out more buyers. And yeah, it could become mayhem all over again. Right. And we've been saying this now, Nicole. I mean, it seems like we're almost a broken record at this point. You know, we say it almost on every episode we do, like, it's going to happen. But you know what winds up happening, Nicole, is it does happen at some point. It happens. Right. And we get to sit here and go, told you so, you know, told you so. And so I think you're right. I think the middle of the year, that's probably what's going to go down. You know, how's inventory looking these days in the Walnut Creek kind of neck of the woods? Are you seeing more come on lately, or is it pretty much the same as it's been for the past few months, or what are you feeling?
Well, it's okay. So always in the spring, it goes, that's our busier season. People like to move in the spring. And compared to years past, it's very slim pickings as an inventory goes. But I do think that there will be a shift in that. I do think more people are going to, I know this sounds kind of crazy, but human behavior, it was like a cold winter. It was a very rainy, wet winter, right? Once people start moving again and the sunshine comes out, like people just get the energy back and they're like, yeah, I want to move. And then with the interest rates going to come down in like May or June, it is an election year.
Yep.
Typically, the rates always go down during an election year.
Right.
And rumor has it, I've heard some people say that they're trying not to like push them too close to when the election happens because they don't want it to look like it's influenced by the election, but it always really kind of is influenced by the election.
Of course. Right.
So they're saying, so I think we're going to have our biggest drops between May and probably September. And I think we'll have a lot of, I think that May is going to, and a lot of my buyers, it's the strangest thing ever. Usually they're like, yeah, I'm going to look in the spring, but they're all saying they're going to look in the summer.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
What do you think that is? Are they just like watching the news too and thinking, oh, rates. I'm going to wait for rates. And there's, well, let's wait till the summer now.
Couple, it's because they're gonna get married and they want to wait till after the wedding, and the wedding's in the spring. So and like it's just some people, they're retiring, and so they want to come move out here because they want to be closer to their grandkids, and since they're moving out, so they're going to retire in August, so they want to wait till it's closer to their retirement, just like with their life changes. It's just kind of bizarre that normally, like right now, I would be doing a lot more showings than I'm currently doing. But I think that when I'm usually like closing, like getting ready for the season to end, I'll be in the thick of it. And I think that that's going to be
it's just shifting through in the to later, or the big wave is just kind of shifting down the line a little bit in the year.
Yeah,
it's kind of what you're saying. Yeah,
I think so. I could be wrong. It could start sooner, but
yeah,
I'm really good at figuring out when the energy is going to shift on.
Oh
that,
yeah, so. Got your finger on the pulse of the energy. I like it. I like it a lot. You know, we asked this, we were talking in the quote unquote green room before we kind of hit the record button, and I was like, I think it's kind of still kind of a seller's market, right? Based on like this crazy little report machine that I have that I look at, it says it's a seller's market still, but you said, kind of is, kind of isn't. What do you think about, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, the reason I said that was like, I don't know. I think it's a seller's market if the house is completely turnkey.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So if it's turnkey, priced, ready to go, bada bing, it's a seller's.
And yeah. It's priced appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be priced appropriately. Now, some of the sellers are going off of prices, you know, from before the interest
yes.
rate hiked, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that you, and that's something you have to talk to with your listing agent. They have to guide you on, well, you know,
on reality, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a reality, you know, it's, so some sellers are still kind of shooting for the stars thinking, you know, hey, I've still got all the clout, all the power, all the leverage, but right. In reality, it's not as strong as it used to be. Is it?
It's pickier buyers. For
yeah.
Sure. They're pickier.
We're still kind of low on the inventory though, huh? Right.
We are low on the inventory, but we do have stuff that's been sitting for like 100 days still on there.
It's so 100 days. Is that just a really high priced home or
yeah,
is it?
That's yeah. exactly what it is.
So it's the upper end basically is kind of stagnating a little bit. Well, that's upper end kind of always takes a little bit longer to move. Right. But are you saying it's a little more than usual now?
Yeah, exactly. Like homes yeah. that would have normally had gone pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We're seeing price reductions. The higher luxury homes that aren't like completely turnkey aren't like, you know, like it could be a gorgeous home, but the backyard is too small or something like that. Where normally they could have gotten away with squeezing and, you know, getting that higher price. But
yeah.
now people are like, no, I want that bigger backyard.
Yeah. It's like, I'll wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll wait for something else. So yeah. Interesting, man. It really is an interesting time. I mean, I've been doing this for 36 years and I know you're really, really experienced as well. It's an interesting time, isn't it? It's a unique market. It just really is. It's come, especially coming off of the huge highs that we had, and, you know, just a few years ago and you know, settling into where we are now, it's just a different market. And I think there's still a lot of confusion out there about, you know, where it's going to go. Like people are still perplexed as to, you know, there's still people out there on YouTube, you know, with the hysteria saying that's going to implode the market. The real estate market's going to fall through the floor and it's going to be horrible. And yet month after month after month, it's like, not really, kind of still got appreciation going on. Still got people lining up to buy homes. You know, it's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah, we still just don't have enough homes for that are affordable for sure. And
yeah.
People, the thing is when I first got into the market, I left Vascular Diagnostic Device and I was like, do I really want to, is it smart for me to go into real estate? Because it was when times are kind of currently like very similar to how they are right now. Right.
Yeah.
And somebody very wise told me, everybody, people always need a place to live.
That's right. It's true. People will always be selling and buying homes, no matter yeah. what the market
and
is.
There's only so much land that we can have. And
yeah. So. Especially in your neck of the woods. You guys don't have a whole lot of new stuff going in, do you? In that Contra Costa area?
I don't know.
Well, Contra Costa at large, you still got some good new home subdivisions popping up here and there, right?
Yeah. And so actually in our office, we just had somebody in Danville got all the listings for a brand new development on
in Danville.
off of Hearts. Yeah, they're
Huh.
Townhomes. They're beautiful. They're luxury
townhomes. Oh, I bet. I'll bet. Danville don't do nothing that ain't amazing, right? I mean, Danville's pretty, let's just say it, Danville's pretty hoity-toity.
It's bougie.
It's very bougie. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's such a pretty bougie area, though. It's so beautiful.
It's magical.
Yeah.
It's very, very magical.
Yeah.
So we boy. Have those townhomes, like single-family homes, you don't see as many just because we don't have the land.
Right, that's what I mean. We're pretty congested. Well, because when I'm talking to you, I'm thinking Walnut Creek, right? I'm thinking Concord. I'm thinking, you know, Pleasant Hill. And there's not, I just don't see that there's a lot of room to like, let's put 400 homes over there. You know,
No, that's never going to
happen. That's not happening. Yeah.
But like, Antioch or.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, Antioch, maybe. Right. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Brentwood. You still is Brentwood Contra Costa, or is that that's not Contra Costa, is it?
It is Contra Costa.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
Certain parts are like more bougie than other parts too.
Yeah. You guys got it all going on down there, Contra Costa.
Well, Solana County is a good spot too.
There's still a lot of building going on out here. There's still a lot of dirt out here. I'm in Vacaville. And there's still plenty of dirt, like right where I live, right across the street over here. There's slated to put in like 700 homes or something ridiculous. Wow. I am not kidding. Like, it is just all dirt out there, and they're planning on building a bunch of homes. And then we got that California Forever project coming in. You've heard of that one? Have you heard of that one? Oh my gosh! So these billionaires got together and decided they wanted to build some crazy, awesome, like super high energy efficient community. And they bought a bunch of land right by Travis Air Force Base. And everybody was freaking out, thinking it was China and they were coming in to invade us. And it was, you know, I was like, oh my, what are they doing? You know, but no, these guys have shown up at the board meetings and have done interviews. And like, no, we want to build this really amazing community. We're like, everything is there. Like, it's gated, but there's shopping, there's grocery there, and you can almost walk to anywhere you want to go. And all the power is going to be, you know, sustainable energy. And it's called California Forever. And so
I've never heard of this. I am excited about this.
Well, yeah, because it's up here in Solana. You probably didn't, you know, up here, it's like everybody's like, wow, what's going in here? And there's a lot of naysayers. But you know what? There's a lot of pro. I'm pro. I think it's cool and it'll be really neat. And I think it's really, you know, good just to get it done. It's kind of like a thing that's, you know, they're, it's not, how do I say this? Not like it's not like beta testing or something, but it's kind of like, you know, it's like, we're going to get in there and do this and see how this goes and then do this more, you know, do these big giant communities more and more. So yeah, but we got off on that tangent because we were talking about having land and new construction and that kind of stuff. But down in your neck of the woods, not as much as it is out. You get a little more rural out here in the Solano area, stuff like that. So
yeah, I love Solano County too. So I service part of Solano County. I don't normally get up to Vacaville, but I do a lot of some Fairfield and Benicia. A lot of Benicia actually.
Benicia's
a happening hot little spot.
It's you know, it's one of those towns, man, where it's like there's not a lot of, again, that's a smaller city, so not a lot of inventory for sure, and you're gonna pay a price on Benicia.
I think Benicia's a great place to retire.
I would agree. Speaking of that, Benicia has, like, if you want to retire into a mobile home community, they've got a couple in there that are just dynamite.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they're dynamite. It's like, well, nice, you know, really, really nice.
You're close to the water.
Yeah. Close to the water. So you get the weather. Yeah. So you sell up in there.
You get that beachy vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of cool.
It's gotten real foodie.
True.
Yeah. And a lot of people from Berkeley are going, like Oakland, Berkeley.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, so Nicole, if somebody's like on the hunt, like looking to buy, looking to sell, want to talk to you about what's going on, what you think they could sell for right now, that kind of a thing, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Area code 925.
925.
708. 0017.
So it's 925-708-0017. Let's say that
yes.
one more time. So we'll do it one more time. 925-708-0017, Nicole Anderson. She will take such good care of you. Just
I will.
Yeah. She's got
I look
she's
forward to it.
Indeed. Yeah. She's got her finger on the pulse of everything that's going on out there. An absolute pro. So give Nicole a call. Reach out to her. How else can they get you? If they just search Nicole Anderson on social media, they'll find you.
Yeah, you could Google me for sure. My, you know what's funny is my kids Google me in their classrooms all the time.
What?
So I know you can find me pretty easily because they're always like, "Mom, I just saw this house that you were listing," and I was. They're funny.
Fun. Yeah, yeah, cool. Well, right on. So there you go, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, Walnut Creek Edition, with myself and Nicole Anderson. Get a hold of Nicole one more time, 925-708-0017. If you got any questions about selling, buying, moving up, moving down, whatever the case may be, she can help you out. First timer, doesn't matter. She's got it all covered. And then if you need any financing or anything like that, she'll talk to you first. And then if it looks like you need to get pre-approved or something like that, she'll send you on over to me, Frank Array. So with that, we'll get on out of here. What do you say, Nicole?
All right. Have a happy holiday weekend or spring break, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, you're right. To everybody, we hope you have a good time and a good holiday. And we'll catch up with you guys next time here on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast. We'll see you. Bye-bye.